السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، لقد أتم الله على عباده نعمته وأكمل لهم شريعته قبل قبض نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. ذاكم النبي الذي يقول أحد أصحابه الكرام وهو أبو ذر الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه: لقد تركنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يحرك طائر جناحيه في السماء إلا ذكر من إلا ذكرنا منه علما. إذا فالدين قد كمل وثقد بينت، فعلى ما يأتي أناس في هذا الزمان بما لم يأتي به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا من أحد احد من اصحابه قد كان رحم الله ابن مسعود ورضي عنه اذ يقول يوم ان وقف على احدى حلق عقدت لذكر الله في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن عقدت على نهج لم يعهدوه ووصف لم يعرفوه قال عندئذ لأصحاب تلك الحلقة إنكم على ملة أهدى من ملة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو مفتتحوا باب ضلالة أخرجه الدارمي وصححه الألباني وما ذاك إلا لخطورة الإحداث في الدين وإن كنا لنقول ذلك فيما هو في الأصل عبادة لله مشروعة لكن لما غير في الهيئة أو الزمان أو المكان أو السبب الباعث عليها كان ذلك الإنكار من الصحابة الأخيار فما ظنك فيما هو في الأصل ممنوع منه شرعا أعني بذلك متابعة الكفار من أهل الكتاب وغيرهم كأعيادهم خصوصا وأننا نعلم حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي يقول فيه أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان لأهل الجاهلية يومان في كل سنة يلعبون فيهما فلما قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة قال كان لكم يومان تلعبون فيهما وقد أبدلكم الله بهما خيرا منهما يوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى أخرجه النسائي والطحاوي في مسند الآثار وأحمد في مسنده إذن فالأعياد وهي جمع عيد والعيد ما يعود كل عام والعيد أيها الناس عبادة عظيمة لذلك منع من صوم ضاء أو أداء ولذلك جعل الله لأهل الإسلام منه يومين اثنين لا غير يوم الفطر ويوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى ولقد رخص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيهما للنساء بالضرب بالدف واللعب للجميع وإظهار الفرح وليعلم الناس أن في ديننا فسحة فيا سبحان الله ففي هذا الزمان من يأتي ليحدث الناس ويحدث لهم أعيادا لم ينزل الله بها من سلطان فلنحذر أحبتي في الله من ذلك فالأمر جد خطير أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وآله وصحبه ومن سار على دربه ما بعد عباد الله فقد كثرت في السنوات الأخيرة المحدثات والبدع بما لم يشهد التاريخ له مثيلا وما ذلك إلا بسبب تطور وسائل الإعلام والاتصال وتقنية المعلومات وسرعة تناقل المعلومة والحدث على وجه بنى من السحر شيئا كثيرا ومن هذه البلايا التي تحذفت على أمة الإسلام على ما كان قد نابها من الوهن والدخن أقول من بين هذه المصائب التي لو كانت في زمن فاروق لجمع لها أهل الشورى ولا أرى الناس يأبهون بها ولا يألمون بحدوثها مع ما فيها من الفسق الظاهر والفجور السافر ألا وهي ما يعرف بعيد الحب و والذي قد حدد له يوم الرابع عشر من شهر فبراير من كل عام حسب التقويم الفرنسي. قال: تعي الأمة ما عيد الحب أم أنها فقد تتبع أعداءها التي تقضي وتدعو إلى مقاطعتهم ومقاطعة بضائعهم المباحة وهي لا ترعوي عن فعل ما حرم من دين أعدائها. إنه عيد يتقربون فيه لأحد آلهة الإغريق اليوناني القدماء واسمه فالنتاين، يتبادل العشاق فيه الوردة ودمى الدببة القطنية والقلوب المصنوعة من الفلين أو الخشب أو القطن، وجميع ذلك يكون ملونا باللون الأحمر، ويلبسون الأحمر من الثياب ويلتقون فيه لتبادل عبارات الغرام، أو يتراسلون فيه تلك العبارات عبر جوالاتهم أو بريدهم الإلكتروني، وكل ذلك والأمة تتبعهم في هذا الهراء الذي يظنونه تقدما ورقيا. ومما راعني وما دعاني لأن أقف وأتكلم في هذا، مع أن مقام هذا المنبر كريم وحقه أن يصان عن مثل هذه الترهات، إلا أن ما راعني هو ما أراه هذه الأيام من كثرة الطلبات على محلات بيع الورود واللعب واللعب بالورود الحمراء ودمى الدببة. وهنا في مهبط الوحي في بلاد الحرمين، في معقل التوحيد، في مأرج السنة على مر التاريخ، وليس هو كما يزعم البعض من أبناء أنه من أبناء الجاليات الغير المسلمة أو المسلمة كما يزعم الكثير، بل هو من بعض أهل هذه البلاد المفتونين، نسأل الله السلامة لنا ولهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله، والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب. فاحذروا أي عباد الله وراقبوا أبناءكم وبناتكم خصوصا في المدارس، وإن كانت الدولة مشكورة قد صدرت الأوامر للمدارس بالمنع من ذلك ومعاقبة من يقوم به فجزاهم الله خيرا، إلا أنه واجب على كل أب أن يراقب أبناءه ويناقشهم بالتي هي أحسن ويقدم لهم الأدلة على تحريم ذلك علهم أن يرعوا، فإن قبلوا وإلا مارس حق سلطته في المنع من ذلك قهرا. فالله عز وجل يقول لكم أيها الأولياء: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. عباد الله، الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى به ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه، وعقب ذلكم بأمركم به فقال عز من قائل عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. ألا واجعلوا تلكم الصلوات منكم غير مقتمن واحد لا تتعدى، فإن إدامة الصلاة على النبي قربة لله العلي. واعلموا أن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم النعم يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Thank you.
Thank you.
وإلى السماء كيف رجعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف صبحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم لك السلام عليك السلام تباركت يا من جلال الإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الثناء الحسن صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه المصطفى ما بعد الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه هذه هي دي البدر اللي سكتت في بجنة خطة خطبة الحاجة خطة أن يوش رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشتو begin every talk that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants it to be conveyed when and understood well. And after that we said, all slaves of Allah. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal has completed His blessing upon His creation and has completed His law for them. Before He subhanahu wa ta'ala has had His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to die. That Prophet, who one of his companions, the great companions, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a news of everything, even a bird that moves its wings in the heaven. So the religion is completed and perfected. And it was clarified. And if that is the case, so why and what for people today at this time of life, they try to bring what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never told to people, never know. Neither one of his companions has told to the people. May Allah's mercy be upon Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great companion, who said one day when he stood by one of the circles which took place and existed in the mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which they only had a remembrance of Allah and nothing else. But this remembrance of Allah was on a way that the companions did not know from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ibn Mas'ud said to those people who were in the circle, verily you are upon a religion or a way of religion which is greater than the way of religion of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you are opening a gate of misguidance. And this hadith was reported by Ad-Darimi and authenticated by Al-Albani. That was only because of the danger, the great danger of innovations. And if we are saying that about something that originally is found in our religion, which is the remembrance of Allah, however, since it is changed on the way, performance, the time that it should be performed in, the place, or the reason that is to be performed for, then the companions rejected that and considered it bid'ah. When you think of something that is not from the deen at all, is not from the true deen, but it is from the deen of the kuffar. The deen of the kuffar, like the people of Sparta or others, such as their celebrations. Especially when we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith, يتورط بين النسائي يعني زبوك السنن الطحاوي مش من الآثار عن أحمد بن مسند قبل ثبته بأنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه هو said that the people of Jahiliyyah, the people of arrogance used to have 2 days every year that they celebrate and enjoy. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, he found the people enjoying and praying and celebrating in those 2 days. So he ﷺ said to them, you used to have 2 days, and you enjoy them. Allah Ta'ala has replaced them for you with another 2 days. So it's not your choice now to say, no, I want the one I inherited from my parents or I'm from this so-and-so tribe. No, akhi, you cannot. Religion is not something to be inherited from parents. It is something to be taken by the proofs and evidences from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These 2 days that Allah Ta'ala replaced the 2 days of the kuffar with are the day of Eid al-Fitr and the day of Eid al-Adha. A'yad is plural of Eid. And Eid is something that done repeatedly every year. And Eid for people is a great worship. It is a great worship to fast. And it is a great worship to break fast. Why? Because it is the command of the Lord. He is the one told you to fast, and he is the one telling you to break fasting. So, it is great because of that. And that's why it is forbidden for any Muslim to fast during the day of Eid. As fasting in the days before Eid, like in Ramadan, and like the days before Eid al-Adha, as fasting in these days are great worship, fasting is a great sin. It's a great sin. So that's why we have to be careful. Islam forbidden fasting in the days of Eid, Yom Eid al-Fitr, the day of Eid al-Fitr, and the day of Eid al-Adha. Whether that day is performance or recovery. And that's why Allah Ta'ala has given the Muslims these 2 days only, but not any other days. We don't celebrate on the day of revelation. We don't celebrate on the day of birth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't celebrate on the day of migrating to Medina. We don't celebrate on the day of conquering Mecca. We don't celebrate on the day of winning in the Battle of Badr. We don't celebrate in all this. Isn't winning in the war something great that we need to celebrate? If it is permissible, then the most important war ever happened, ever existed in Islam was Ma'arakat Badr. Do we celebrate on that day? No. Because it is not from the Sunnah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not celebrate. So why do you celebrate other than this? And that's why in the days of Fitr and Adha, in these 2 days, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam permitted women to play music by the duff only. By the duff only. Which is the round an instrument of music that has leader from one side and it's open from the other side. And both sides, the diameter of both sides is the same. With this definition, with this description. So no one brings me any other things and say, is this the one you need? Take these descriptions and know that this is the gulf. The permissible. In that day, Islam permitted playing with gulf. That's for women. And Islam permitted enjoying that day, celebrating by praying, by whatsoever. Whatsoever means which is permissible originally in Islam. In order to show the happiness in that day, and for people, other people, the Kuffar, to know that our deen is not a religion of extremism. But yes, we enjoy. Yes, we are serious in all the days. We don't waste our time, but in the day of Eid, it's a break. It's a break in Islam to enjoy you and your family and everyone else. So subhanAllah, how come in this time, after 14 centuries, how come in this time people elevate something that is not from the deen? They elevate days of celebration that Allah Ta'ala never bestowed any revelation upon that. So we have to be careful of that innovation, dear brothers and sisters. And by that I ended up the first khutbah. And in the second khutbah, after praising Allah and bestowing deeds and blessings upon Rasulullah, I said, O slaves of Allah, in the recent few years, a lot of things came up to the surface in a way that the history never has witnessed anything like that. In the number of it, and in the quality of it, and in the reaction of Muslims towards it. Subhanallah. And that is because of the improvement of the media, communication, and technology of information. And the way, the fast way of transmitting these things in a way that is like magic. It happens in the other end of the world, and in the same moment you see it in the other end. In the same moment you come to know about it. It's like magic, and that's why the evil is spreading so widely. The evil is spreading so widely, and this is one of the signs of the hour. May Allah protect us. And from these, innovations and evils which has been thrown to the Muslim Ummah, although the Muslim Ummah is surviving of the wahan, of the weakness and the dakhan, the unclarity, I say at the time of all these crises and events, in which if it happens at the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he might have brought all the people of Shura to discuss about it. But I see the people today, they don't care about, they don't feel pain for what they see of the innovations and misguidance. Although this innovation that I'm going to talk about, the evil of it is clear, seen. القرآن and this is called the Valentine. The Valentine. It's a day that they celebrate in it. And it is on the 14th of February of every year of the Western calendar. But the Ummah does not know what it is. The Ummah, and I'm wondering, how the Ummah is imitating without even knowing what it is. And at the same time, you hear people, they say, boycott the merchandise and goods from Denmark and from Belgium and from Israel and from there and there. But they don't boycott their worshiping habits. They welcome it. They like it. Subhanallah. They boycott the lawful and they don't hesitate to commit the unlawful. Subhanallah. It is a religion in which the people used to worship the god of the all Greek. That is called Valentine. Valentine is not a name of a day. Valentine is a name of the god that the all Greek used to worship. And today, they are bringing it up again. Because as they said of the media, the media is widely spreading these things and very fast. In this day, which is called Valentine, the lovers as they call themselves and as people call them, the lovers send to each other red roses and red and red mummies the deer, the cotton deer, a deer made of cotton, or a toy, or whatsoever it is, teddy bear, which is made of cotton and a red color. I don't know why they take that as a sign. And things like shape of heart, which is in this color. And they dress in this color. And they exchange the statements of love. And they send each other through the SMS messages and emails. All that, and the Ummah is too far away from realizing the truth, and that this is the worship. This is the worship that they should not even accept to see it existing. And this is not only in the West. As I said, because of the media, you see today, even in the East, even here, in the land of Tawheed, in the land of the revelation, in the land of Sunnah, you see it happening. And I'm wondering these days, when you go to the rose shops and toy shops, you see the whole shop turn to red. If you ask them for a white rose, they say it's 1 week old. It's only red. Why? It is because people are asking for these things. And they do not realize that this is the worship. That is the problem. And it is not only from the minorities, as they say, it's coming from the minorities, Muslims or non-Muslims. But it is happening even from the people of this land. Some of them are doing that too, thinking that this is a way of expressing their love and also to show that they are moderates. They are not so traditional. They are not the old Saudis. That's what they want to show. And at the same time, they don't realize that this is a worship. They don't realize that this is a worship, which is the most dangerous part of it. May Allah protect us and them from it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أن يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العقاب. Yet there are men who take to worship others besides Allah and equal with Allah. They love them as they should love Allah. But those of faith are overflowing in their love for Allah. Are overflowing in their love for Allah. If only the unrighteous could see, behold, they would see the punishment that to Allah belongs all power, and Allah will strongly enforce the punishment. As in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 165. So we have to be careful of that, O slaves of Allah. We have to watch our children, boys and girls, and especially when they go to schools. We have to watch them. Although the government here in Saudi Arabia, may Allah Ta'ala reward them and preserve them and keep them upon Tawheed and Sunnah as they are, they have given the instruction to all schools not to allow this kind of thing and to punish anybody who practice that. But yet you need to watch your children, because they smuggle some things like that into the school and then they exchange it with other boys and girls. So we have to be careful of that. And if it comes to happen that our children do have that and do celebrate, then we need to discuss with them this matter with the rules and evidences, making them to agree and understand that this is a great danger and it is a kind of innovation and worshiping other than Allah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all and our families. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. There is any question related to the subject? Ayyakumullah. No question. Fine. Fine. Salam.